ගරු රවි කරුණානායක මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 8ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Thank you, Presiding Speaker. Well, I would appreciate if our Minister of Finance is here so that we can correspond, because when I asked a question in the morning, he gave a contrary answer, but let it be answered subsequently. Honourable Presiding Member, the situation that is there is we got three matters being done today: Public Debt Management Act, which was hitherto done by the Central Bank, and officially from 26 January is going to be transferred to the Finance Ministry, and at this particular moment it's in a period of observation. The most critical factor that we see through interrogating through the Committee of Public Finance when they came before is that we find that the competent factor, the competent people that are expected of that particular institution, doesn't seem to have come through into the Finance Ministry. When you ask the question about the professional ability of people that are there, the answer that came forward was that they have not got the approval to take the competent or the CFA, that is Chartered Financial Analysts, that are there. None of them have been allowed to be recruited. So I guess we call upon the government to ensure that he is one of the most critical factors, and that we must have the best of people that is there so that they can administer this Public Debt Management Act in order to ensure that we get the best of people in order to execute the function that is hitherto bestowed onto the Finance Ministry. Now, the reason that was why we asked this was there were certain technical matters that have been brought into the Public Debt Management Act as well as the Fiscal Responsibility Act, because there are certain things: the viability of a loan that is being taken, the ability to repay this by an institution, and from a national, it has been moving forward from a national balance sheet point of view, where including the government institutions have been brought in for the ability of payment. I guess with the bankruptcy that took place in April 22, I think the government has taken necessary precaution. It's a Wickremesinghe government that basically took this additional precaution. So it has been specified into the Act so that protection is basically looked at and remedial action will be provided. Now, in the process, if a government institution, assuming it is the RDA, then Janadhipathi kiyala thibba apa රජ පිටරට ණය මේ දේශීය ණය ගන්නවට වැඩිය පිටරට පිටරට ණය අරන් කඩවත මිහිරිගම පාර හදන්න ඕනේ කියලා. නමුත් ඒ අවස්ථාවේදී ආර්.ඩී.ඒ. එක සම්බන්ධයෙන් ගිහාම ණයක් ගන්න මේ Public Debt Management Act එකේ ෆයිනෑන්ෂල් කියන්නේ මේ මුදල් අමාත්‍යාංශයේ තියෙන ඩිවිෂන් එකේ ඒගොල්ලෝ රිස්ක් ප්‍රීමියම් එකක් දාලා තිබ්බා. ඒ රිස්ක් ප්‍රීමියම් එක දැම්මහම සාමාන්‍ය අපි ADB ලෝන් එකක් 3/4 ගත්තොත් ඒක තව 3/4 එකතු කරාම මේක ගෙවන්න පුළුවන් තත්වයක් ඇති වෙනවද නැද්ද කියලා ප්‍රශ්නයක් ඇති වෙනවා. Because sometimes it is not only the expenditure but the cost benefit analysis that has got to be looked at on this particular moment. So these are matters that have got to be looked at, and the professional staffing have to be basically given. When you look at the Sri Lankan Airlines, it is the same problem that exists. When we mentioned, when the first budget was spoken, there was the intention of putting 20 billion in to give the servicing of the interest charges, and said there won't be any further payment. We mentioned that 20 billion is hardly sufficient to resurrect a dead or dying airline, because even though operational ability has been functional for the last 2 years, it is the overall debt sustainability of the airline that was in question. So now you could see, when there is liabilities that are that mopping up, they have got to be addressed. And the IMF is very, very concerned on this particular one, because they are basically saying that this needs to be commercialized. Now, the government must come up with a policy, because if by chance the government doesn't come up with a policy, it will certainly have an impact on the IMF's fifth tranche that will have to be negotiated somewhere in September. So, Honourable Presiding Speaker, the main reason why we are mentioning this is that we are very mindful that from 28 April, the government has to start paying their debt. Now, the debt payment is something which is substantial. And that needs to have a robust economy going forward. If the economy doesn't go forward, you won't be able to meet the revenues that are there. Now, in the process today, you could see that there was a high debate on the money printing. Now, why I take it is on the Public Debt Management Act, which is being legislated today, we basically saw that the government, there was a debate on how much of money printed. Now, money printing is absolutely essential. රජයක සල්ලි print කරන එක අත්‍යවශ්‍යයි. හැබැයි ඒක කරන්න අවශ්‍ය වෙන්නේ වත්කමක් සමග. ඉතින් මේ ප්‍රශ්නේ ඇහුවාම කියලා තියෙනවා නෑ මේ කාණ්ඩෝ print කරන්නේ නැහැ කියලා නේ print කරනවා. print කරේ නැත්නම් එහෙනම් contraction එක. ඒ කියන්නේ ආර්ථික සංකෝචනය වෙනවා. ඉතින් ඒ නිසා මේක කරන්න තියෙන්නේ මේක පාවිච්චි කරලා තියෙන්නේ මොන සම්වදද? supply side management එක වැඩි වුණාට කිසි ප්‍රශ්නයක් නැහැ. නමුත් මේක පුනරාවර්තන වියදම් වලට පාවිච්චි කරොත් තමයි තියෙන ප්‍රශ්නය. ඉතින් ඒ ප්‍රශ්නේ අහනකොට තමයි උදේ අපට අහන්න ඉඩ ප්‍රස්තාව ලබා දුන්නේ නැත්තේ. ඉතින් ඒ නිසා මම තමත් ඕනේ කමින් අහන්නේ අපේ රටේ ආර්ථිකය ගැන කතා කරනකොට
ඔබතුමායි කාලේ තව විනාඩි 2යි කරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි.
ඉතින් මට තව මිනිත්තු 3ක් අවශ්‍යයි මොකද මම හිතන්නේ මට මිනිත්තු 11ක් දීලා තිබ්බා මන් දන්නේ ඒක වාෂ්ප වෙලා තියෙන අටකට ඉතින් ඒක මම හිතන්නේ අපි ලබා ගන්න අවශ්‍ය හරියාකාරව ඉතින් මේ මේ කතා කරන මොහොතේ දැන් ඔක්තෝබර් 24 බිලියන් 58.7ක් print කරලා තියෙනවා නොවැම්බර් 78.30ක් දෙසැම්බර් මාසේ 234.8ක් 2025 ජනවාරි 117ක් print බිලියන් print කරලා තියෙනවා පෙබ්‍රුවාරි 104යි මාර්තුවරි 233යි අප්‍රේල් 154යි මැයි 33යි ජූනි වල 210යි ජූලයි වල 125යි අගෝස්තු වල දැනට 50යි ඉතින් ඔක්කොම බැලුවම බිලියන් 1410යි ඉතින් ඒකෙන් මේ මේක අවශ්‍ය වෙන වත්කමක් සහිතව කොහොමද ඒක ගෙනියන්න පුළුවන් අන්නේ ඉතින් ඒකත් එක්ක total debt has increased from the time that Ranil Wickremesinghe left office in September 24 from 17.595 it has gone up to 30 trillion now on that particular basis what we are basically look at the foreign reserves The foreign reserves when President Wickremesinghe left on September 24, there was 5,900. But now, present moment, it is on July, it's 6,080. So for roughly 11 months, the reserves have gone up by 180. But the central bank makes a big noise by saying that they have intervened to the market where 1,100 billion dollars were bought in the open market but what is the net increase the net increase is the most important factor where the debt sustainability basically would have to add 250 million dollars a month US dollar million 250 මාසයකට එකතු කරන්න අවශ්‍යයි ඒ හැම බැලුවම මේ මාසේ මේ අවුරුද්දේ අග වෙනකොට US dollar billion 7.23ක් විතර තියෙන්න ඕනේ ඉතින් මේ මාස 4 5 තුල අපිට US dollar million 1100ක් එකතු කරන්න පුළුවන්ද කියන ප්‍රශ්නේ මේ අවස්ථාවේදී ඉස්මතු වෙනවා ඒ සම්බන්ධයෙන් එකම
ඔබතුමායි කාලේ අවසානයි කරුම්න්තතුමනි
තව මිනිත්තු දෙකක් දෙන්න කතා නැතුමනේ මම මේ
සම්බන්ධයෙන් තව විනාඩියක් දෙන්නම් කාලේ ඉතාම සීමිතයි
හරි ඉතින් ඒ සම්බන්ධයෙන් I'm talking of the casino industry which is very important that the gambling regulatory authority bill has been brought in but we were very circumspect when it came to committee of public finance because we were trying to say that this is there no point bringing laws if the operation of this becomes hampered now on this particular one authorization transaction or relating to gambling now here how do you bring the money in is it cash only is it modern technology that you use how do you tax the sources none of them are explained Regulatory authority bill is a thing that has been wanted for the last 10-15 years. So it's good that it's come. But then when you come into legislation, if somebody wins and you're unable to take the money out of this country, then that will create a problem and it will basically give a very sour picture to the world because you have high, I mean, we have two, three domestic gambling companies that are operating, then you have Melco that is coming in. So on that basis, you should basically have not only cash but other modern technology that is used to ensure transaction relating to gambling then record keeping now they say every transaction must be recorded
how on earth kale avasanai garu mantri thuban
yeah just a second see how can you record every single transaction so it has to be modernized in keeping with materialness then the other one is digital gambling is basically outside even though regulatory authority saying it's gambling the digital gambling is the ambit is so wide that anything and everything. So it has to be brought into a meaningful operation. Then the gambling software. The gambling software is not basically defined properly. It's not termed properly. So these are vague languages that are used in bringing in regulatory authority. This is the problem in our country. We don't give the professionals to do the job and ensure that they bring the legislation in. So we bring a half-baked regulation, and that means that you're perpetually in court. So it is only the rules of gambling, list of gambling numbers and stakes that are there, and the junket operation. So these must be meaningfully explained so that then we know as to how this operational activity is. So I know that time vela aran tibena nisa ma me sambandha illanne karunikawa api nyayaatmaka mattamata niti genala wadanne naha meka prayogaya kriyaat karanna puluwan meke santara karmaantara balapana nisa apa genda awashya wanne neetiya prayogaya kriyaatmaka karanna puluwan neetiyak lesa ma me asillana bohom stuti sabhapathimata.